We have made room in our busy lives to travel in spirit with Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem to sing with the angels of the coming of Prince of Peace. Through scripture, poetry, prayer and song, let us tell again the wonderful story of our redemption.
Once in a Manger by Tom Crowse. Once in a manger, a long time ago, before there was Santa, reindeer and snow, a star shone down on humble beginnings below, of a baby just born, who the world would soon know.
Never before had there been such a sight. Would the son of a king have to suffer this plight? Aren't there armies to lead, battles to fight? Shouldn't he conquer the world and demand his birthright?
No, this frail little infant asleep on the hay would change the whole world with the words he would say. Not about power or demanding his way, but mercy and loving and forgiving God's way.
For only through humility would the battle be won, as shown by the actions of God's only true Son, who gave up his life for the sins of everyone, who saved the whole world when his journey was done.
Many years have now passed since that night long ago, and now we have Santa, reindeer and snow. But down in our hearts, the true meaning we know, it is the birth of that child that makes Christmas so.
Please stand to sing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Reading taken from Luke chapter 1 verses 26 to 38, the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin."
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we pray for all who have hard decisions to make and hold the lives of others in their hands. Give them strength to do what is right and to walk the path you have prepared them with courage and hope. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand to sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem. At the time of Jesus' birth, the Roman Emperor counted the number of people in his empire.
A reading taken from Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we pray for those who cannot stop, whose journey of life is hard and long, who have heavy burdens to carry. Give strength for each next step and light show the way. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand to sing Once in Royal David City.
Reading taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave the birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, your birth turned the world upside down. We pray for those facing change and coming to terms with unexpected news. Bless us in the opportunities we are given and in the challenges we face. In your name we pray, Amen.
Amen. The school will now stand to sing Away in a Manger.
The gift. Lying down, looking up at the stars, in a hay-covered stable, is God's holy gift to us from heaven. Jesus, the holy star, the gift from God, to guide us, to teach us, to help us. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have Christmas. So thank the Lord for this gift.
Thank the Lord for his son.
Once in a town,
once in a stable,
once in a loving mother's warm hands,
a baby was born,
a holy dove,
a loving soul,
a gift from God.
There he lay,
so warm in the hay.
He had his own star,
so high in the sky.
He is the love.
He is the hope.
He is the teacher.
The Lord is amazing.
If it wasn't for him,
we wouldn't have Christmas.
So thank the Lord for his son.
Christmas is here. Once in a stable, with horses and mare, a baby was born. It was God's tender heir. Once in a temple, with a watching crowd, Jesus was there, preaching aloud. Once on a cross, on Good Friday, Jesus was there, the day that he died. The sins seemed to go, the people to know, that this holy infant of God gave us the everlasting light, the first Christmas. Son of God, our Father, our Saviour, laid meek in the hay, spread the good news of this holy day. A baby lay helpless asleep in the hay, with only the animals staring his way. The lights of the stars shone bright that night, many lives were changed by that baby so bright. No crying, no noise that baby would make, for he was the Saviour, the Lord finally awakes. He would change the whole world with the words he shall say. Our Father in heaven, thank you this day. The school will now stand to sing Silent Night.
Sleep in heaven.
Meanwhile, shepherds tended to their flocks on the hillside, unaware of the good news that was about to be shared.
A reading taken from Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and glory shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory be to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favour rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's see this thing that has happened, what the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you came in the silence of the night, an extraordinary gift to ordinary people. Help us to see the wonderful things you are doing in the ordinary experiences of our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.
Please stand to sing while shepherds watched their flocks by night.
The shepherds were very privileged to learn of the birth of Jesus. The wise kings learned of his birth and travelled from far away to see for themselves.
A reading taken from Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have to come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, "Where is the Messiah was to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of the Judah, are by no means last among the ruler of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out for them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him too."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Let us pray. Jesus is our gift from God. He came to earth to share in our human life. This Christmas, we remember that Jesus taught us how we should live the life he shares with us.
Please stand to sing Hark the Herald.
Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, let us pray with confidence as Jesus himself has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We have shared in the wonderful story of Mary and Joseph, of the angels, the shepherds and the magi, and of Jesus himself. God with us. This Christmas, in the midst of our busy lives, we are invited to make room for the manger and kneel in wonder at the miracle of heaven touching earth.
If you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer in Bethlehem. I'm right there where you are.
You may not be aware of me amid the celebrations. You'll have to look beyond the stores and all the decorations.
But if you take a moment from your list of things to do and listen to your heart, you'll find I'm waiting there for you.
You're the only one I want to be with.
You're the reason that I came.
And you'll find me in the stillness as I'm whispering your name. Love, Jesus.
You stand for the blessing, please. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Now Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you. Scatter the darkness from before your path and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you and all those whom you love this Advent time, this Christmas time, and always. Amen.
Amen.
That was absolutely fantastic. Beautiful, beautiful readings, fantastic singing, learning all of those words. I just think it's such a lovely start to our kind of run down to Christmas now. It really gets us in the mood and thinking about Jesus and all the things that we should remember. So really, really well done. I'd like just to say a big thank you to Mrs. Harvey for putting the service together, along with Mrs. Burton, and Mr. Pitt for doing all the rehearsals. So big, big thank you.